Here's a request from Sean. He says he knows it's annoying to get emails from fans, and he's sorry, but it's inevitable because I'm so talented. Don't stop the snowplow show. It's amazing, even when it all fails. He probably wrote this right after that show I had where, like, every single call was just a fail. Anyway, he says he has an idea. He says a place of employment that may or may not be his is really stupid when it comes to returns. They will take anything. Like, seriously, I returned what later turned out to be a bag of shit. I mean literal feces. So he thinks I should call them up and make sure that a stolen item or toilet in a bag is eligible for return at my store. And he wants me to call up a place called Smith's Food and Drug. I've never heard of it, so I just spent the last 5 minutes or so looking at pictures on Yelp of all these different Smith stores so I could know what they are. And it looks like a grocery store plus other things. Probably like a Walmart, I guess, but mostly grocery. He tells me some specific people I should try and ask for to see if my poo in a bag is an acceptable return.
Thank you for calling Friend and Neighborhood Smith. My name's Corey. How may I help you?
Hello, I just needed to find out about your returns. Like, how long do I have after I buy an item to return it?
I'd say about a month.
About a month? I mean, is that the official, like 30 days?
Yeah.
Do I have to have a receipt?
No.
Oh, okay.
But if you don't have the receipt, all I can give you is store credit.
Oh, okay. Well, I have the receipt. I guess I can bring the receipt in. But I purchased a, like a desk lamp.
A desk lamp?
Yeah, you know, just like a light for my desk.
Okay.
And, I filled the box up with a bunch of small bags of poop, you know, from my dog, because I take my dog for walks. I'm just going to return the box. So do you guys open the box? Or would they check the box to see if there's really a desk lamp in there, or would they just take the box and, you know, scan it and give me my money back?
Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. Look at that, Sean. I didn't even have to ask for the manager. He's just going to get them for me. Hopefully they sell desk lamps. I don't know.
This is Heather. How may I help you?
Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Hello. I just needed to find out about returns. Like, do I get 30 days for return, or...
What is it you're returning?
It's a desk lamp.
I mean, yeah, just if whatever, just bring it in. It doesn't really matter when it was purchased.
Okay, and we do need I do need a receipt for it then?
It works a lot better if you have it.
Okay.
It feels a little smoother.
Yeah. And I mean, it's in a box. Like, it came in a box.
Yeah.
So I was just going to keep the lamp and, like, maybe fill the box up with a bunch of bags of poop for my dog when I take it out on walks.
Okay.
Like, would they open the box? I'm going to, like, tape it up real good so they can't open it easily.
I think they'll I don't know. I don't know what they would do.
Well, I mean, I've returned things there before, and they haven't opened the box. I was thinking it might be kind of easy.
Yeah, well, it could be. You might get away with it. I've seen some pretty crazy things, so.
Okay. Well, if they happen to open the box and catch me, I can just say, well, Heather said I could try.
No.
Well,
let's
mean,
not do that.
Well, I've done it before. Like, I bought a bunch. I bought, like, motor oil for my car. And, you know, I just used the oil. And then I filled up the containers with, like, rotten milk.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
And, yeah, they took it back. They didn't open it. I saved $6 that day.
Oh, my gosh.
It was definitely
That's
worth.
Pretty funny.
It was definitely worth the trip out there and back to save $6.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that paid for my gas for the trip.
Hey, we gotta take care of the customer. That's our job. So.
Okay. All right. So even if the customer is, hey, do you sell any high-end electronics there, like iPads or?
Not. We have a tablet, but it's. I mean. It doesn't compare to, like, the iPad.
Okay, but it's still worth, like, $100 at least, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because maybe I could get that and, you know, just return the box. I'll fill up the box with bags of poop.
They'll check that, I'm sure.
Oh, they will?
Because we don't put them out there on the floor in the box. So
yeah, but
in order for you to buy it, we would have to get it for you. So
well, yeah, yeah. And then I'll take it home, and then I'll bring it back and return the box without the tablet in it. Instead, just so that it has the same weight, I'll use dog poop.
Yeah.
I'll use poop.
I think on something like that, they're probably going to check it out
I have a shrink wrap machine.
It doesn't come shrink wrapped.
Oh, damn it. All right. So tablets are out, but I can still do this desk lamp, this $25 desk lamp.
Yeah, I mean, if you got it here, I haven't been at this store that long, so I can't think of where a desk lamp is at in this building, but...
Yeah. No, I definitely purchased it there.
If it came here, then...
Okay.
They will do whatever to help you out.
Okay, well, great. I will be there soon to get my money back.
I'll make sure to tell him to check the desk lamp.
No, please don't, because that'll ruin it. I want to get $25 back. I'll spend it in your store.
For dog poop, no.
Yeah, a box full of dog poop. It's the same weight as the desk lamp. I'm weighted on my scale and everything.
Yeah. All right, we'll have to have him call me up there so I can meet you. You sound pretty interesting.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right.
Maybe after I do my return, I can, you know, use my $25 and take you out for a cup of coffee or something.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that, but...
Oh, come on.
I just like to put a face with the voice just to see...
Oh, you're in for a big disappointment.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'll meet you soon.
Okay.
And I'll be there soon for our date.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yes. I'm so getting lucky tonight. So, Sean, do you know Heather? She seems nice. Maybe you can put in a good word for me. I'll call back and ask for one of the people you told me to ask for.
One moment, please.
Thanks for calling. You're from the neighborhood, Smith. This is Francine. How can I help you?
Hello. Is Bob or Kevin in?
Let me page 1 second.
Okay.
You can't be home.
Thanks for calling your friendly Smith.
Oh, hi, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Oh, hey, Kevin. I just wanted to ask about a return.
Okay.
Like, I bought something, and it was, it was like $35, and I was going to return just the box, but I was going to keep the item. Like, did they open the boxes to check returns?
Okay, what's the item that you have?
I don't want to say, but I mean, like, if I bring the item back, and I'm just going to fill the box up with, like, dog poop, because I take my dog for walks, and we have to collect the poop in bags, and that'll weight it, so it feels like the same item, and it feels like there's something in there, and it's covered with plastic and everything. But am I able to do that to get a return, get my money back? But keep
well, I'm kind of confused on what you're actually asking me. If you got an item that you bought here and it's still intact, then yes, we would return it. I don't know. I'm a little confused on what you're asking me.
Well, I'm going to keep the item. I'm just going to return the box and get my money back.
You're going to keep the item that was inside the box?
Yes, and instead, inside the box, I'm going to fill it up with shit. And that way it'll weight it down so it feels like the same weight.
Okay, so this is a joke then, right?
Oh, no, not a joke at all, sir.
Okay, so you're telling me you're gonna seal a box back up with shit, and you want me to return it for you?
Yeah, but what I'm asking is, do they open the box and check when I return something? Like, even if I tape it up real good, will they still open it up?
Would they look at the box, yes, to see if it had an item, if it was returnable to the shelf or not?
Yeah, if I just tell them it's in there and it's fine, they'll just trust me, right, and just give me my money back?
Yeah, that's what we would do.
Okay, great. So I will be in there later today with a box of shit, and I'm going to get my money back for it.
Okay.
Wait, do I even have to bring the box back? Because it's kind of a nice box. Can I just bring in bags of poop?
Sure.
Like, maybe I could cut the barcode off of the box and put it on this giant bag of...
Not a problem.
This, okay, perfect then. Great, I'll be in there soon.
Not a problem.
I'm looking forward to getting my money back.
Okay.
I'm gonna go spend it at
Sounds good.
I'm gonna go spend it at a real store like Walmart.
Okay, if you say so, sir.
I do, and I'm correct.
Okay. All right, we'll take care of you when you get here.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, bye.
Bye.
Oh, they're so friendly at that store. I want to move. I'm going to start shopping at Smith's Food and Drug Centers because they're the friendliest staff ever. I can see why it's easy for you to scam them, Sean. This reminds me of this thing that I did. I did quite a bit, actually. Back in 1995, I really needed a new modem to get access to this amazing new thing called the internets. My whatever, 2400 baud just wasn't cutting it, so I wanted to buy a new 14.4 baud or maybe 28.8. I forget what it was, but I bought an external modem, and I took out the circuit board, and I kept the power supply on it, and then I returned the box, and it had the modem case on it and everything. I mean, it had the modem case inside of it, but there was no actual modem inside of the enclosure. It was just... I had the circuit board, and I had the circuit board, had the circuit board of flashing lights on my desk to get on the internet at blazingly fast speeds of 28 baud or 14 baud or whatever it was. But anyway, after I returned it, and I filled the inside of the casing, the circuit board, where the circuit board would go, I filled it up with Pepsi cans. I crushed Pepsi cans, crushed them up really good, for the weight of the circuit board. And then, of course, after I did this, I made a prank call to them. So I'm going to find that prank call right now, and I'm going to play it. And I think in this prank call, it's mostly my friend El Jefe speaking. Or maybe it's me. It's been a long time since I've heard this one. But here's an old prank call from 1995, which I'm sure has horrible sound quality, but it's where I called up a store that I just scammed.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I was in there about 11:30.
Yes.
I brought back a modem. Do you remember me?
A what?
A modem for my computer.
Yeah, the one for $160, yes.
Yeah, it was wet?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you guys opened it yet?
I think that we've got it probably back in the back now, getting ready for shipment.
Where are you shipping it to?
Back to the company.
Oh, you should open it first.
Why?
Because you'll laugh when you see all the soda cans that I put in there and took the real modem out. Will you laugh?
I'll be right back.
Security! Help, we've been fooled!
Yes, that was El Jefe, the co-founder of Phone Losers of America, talking to that lady. And you could hear her, sort of. I mean, it's really hard to hear because the sound quality is so bad. But you could hear her in the background saying, "I'll be right back," and she just kind of drops the phone and never returns. So we hung up and called back and talked to this next employee.
I can never go in the store again. Why?
Services, Mary. Can I help you?
No, I want to talk to Pearl.
Okay, she left to the back to do something. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, I just called a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
I returned the modem today.
What is it?
It was a modem. It's like for your computer.
Okay.
And I bought it yesterday. I took it home. I opened it and took the modem out and brought you back a casing filled with Pepsi cans. Isn't that funny?
Oh, my God.
I screwed you guys out of money. Isn't that so cool?
No, it's not.
Why not?
It's not.
Aren't you laughing?
No, I'm not. Should it be funny?
Huh? Yeah.
Should it be funny?
Well, I'm laughing. I'm pissing on myself laughing.
Well, I guess if you want to call it funny.
I saved $160.
So what is it you want?
I just like laughing at you.
Is that all you called for?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, it's not a funny joke.
Yes, it is.
Well, you go ahead and keep laughing.
I will, and tomorrow I'm going to do it to Kmart.